You're listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is Spirituality in the Mix of Your Life. I'm Athena Lucene, and I'll be your host for the next couple of weeks while Aubrey takes a much-needed break for some R&R. Today's show is all about how to be unbothered when others fear your light. And what I mean by others fearing your light, we're all sparks of the divine essence of the Creator, and some of us, based on the spiritual journey, where we are on that spiritual journey, we have an awareness of our inner light, the Creator that is within us. And when we become aware of that essence, we move a certain way, right? We have a certain joy or a certain radiance, a certain purity of heart, right? And you kind of start to view things and life and yourself and other persons from a more expanded viewpoint. So when you interface with challenges, for instance, you have a higher mind perspective. You have a perspective of confidence. You have a perspective of trust in yourself and trust in the Creator, that all things are working out for you, no matter how they seem in the physical. The supernatural, non-physical forces are orchestrating things for your highest and greatest divine good. And this spark of the divine, the light within you, others are able to see it. Sometimes, unfortunately, much clearer and better than you can even see it in yourself. And sometimes this can be intimidating for other persons. And unfortunately, sometimes when other persons react to our light in a form of intimidation or in a form of feeling inferior and acting on that feeling and try to dim your light, try to cause you to feel badly about your light, because on some level I think that they are aware that you're unaware of your magnificence and how your inner light radiates. And the last thing they would want for you to know is truly how divine and powerful you are, and how the illumination of your light really positively affects any environment that you find yourself in. So when persons fear your light, you should be unbothered. You should definitely be unbothered when others fear your light, because it is a reflection of their own unawareness of their own light. And it's unfortunate, as I said before, we live in a world where there are so many persons who are unaware of how powerful they are, persons who are unaware of their own giftedness, unaware of their own inner divinity, their own personal sense of empowerment. And when a person is not aware of that for themselves, it's hard for them to celebrate you, your own personal empowerment in your life. The way you live, the way you love, the way you express kindness, they're not able to appreciate that. And because they are so unaware of their own inner light and their own talents and their own skills, they feel that they have to be envious of you. You know, the funny thing is, I realized maybe about 5 years ago that persons don't just envy other people for material things, maybe some of the material things that another person has, or some of the successes and prosperity that a person has attained. I realized that some persons can be jealous or envious simply because of another person's pure heart, because of another's ability to love deeply and to see beauty in other persons, right? And it was the most amazing thing. I it was mind-boggling for me when I realized that there are persons who are envious simply because you have a clean heart, simply because you forgive easily, you love deeply, and you're able to see a more healthier perspective, right? So a more sense of optimism. The cup is half full, not half empty. And you have a determination about you. The simplest things, persons will envy you for those things. Your character, not just material things. And it's gotten to be quite a phenomena as the years have went by and persons are, facing more challenges, especially in the, the current times of COVID and everything that's been going on in the world, on the planet today. Persons are just so blind to their own light. So what I'd like to offer you is some tips on how you can remain unbothered when others fear your light. Because the truth of the matter is, like I said before, we're all in a spiritual journey. We're all spiritually growing. We're all spiritually evolving. And we are doing so at a different pace, a different rate, right? Some persons are accelerating exponentially in their spiritual growth because they are focused on that. They make deliberate intentions each day to take the higher road and to learn and to develop and to be the best version of themselves that they can be. So when a person is focused on personal growth and development and enriched spirituality in all aspects of their lives, they will attain accelerated spiritual growth. Ask and you shall receive. So someone else, for instance, who's not at the point of the awareness to even deliberately focus on that level or that area of personal development, they're still growing because they're still living. And from living, you get the experiential knowledge or the experience of being. And the experiences you have is what leads to your growth. So a person who's not aware enough to be deliberately focused on their personal development and their accelerated growth, they're still growing and they're just growing at a slower pace. And it's okay. There's no judgment. There's no right or wrong. We all get to evolve and grow at whatever rate that is right for us, given our level of consciousness. The problem is when persons are focused on accelerated growth, when persons are looking through the eyes of an entrepreneur, for instance, or through the eyes of someone else, someone such as a healer or someone who is spiritually inclined naturally. The problem is when you do not have the insights, the spiritual insights behind what's happening and why you're feeling badly because someone else is not in appreciation of you, your thirst for life, right? Your thirst and your zest for life, your love of life, your love of mankind and humanity. When persons are not at a level of awareness or consciousness to really appreciate those things within you, instead they try to bring you down. Instead they say negative things or they project negative thoughts towards you. And I don't want you to be affected by that. And so I'm going to give you some tips on how to remain unbothered when others fear your light. And when someone is at an accelerated or an expanded consciousness, they just have they vibrate at a completely different frequency. It's like the energy flows through them a lot faster, right? And as that energy is flowing through them a lot faster, well, so is ideas, so is inner guidance, so is a sense of right action. And when you live at that place or that higher frequency, things kind of work out for you effortlessly many times, because you are engaging in life with a balanced mind and heart. Now, when someone, you're around someone, whether it's a family member, whether it's an antagonistic client, right, or a business partner that is not aligned for you to be working with, well, when you're around that energy, that brings your frequency down. That does not add to your frequency. That does not add a positive energy to all that's going on for you in your benefit. And it's important that you stay unbothered when other persons don't understand you, when other persons fear you, fear your light. The first thing I would recommend to you is to not take it personal. Again, these persons are unaware. They function at a level of unawareness when it comes to spirituality and how you're experiencing your spirituality and how they're experiencing their spirituality. So the first thing is to not take it personal, because when you take it personal, that's when you start getting caught up in this negative synergy of the energy between you and them. You allow them to muddy the waters, right? So instead of recognizing that this person is unaware and this person is not at a level of spiritual growth and personal development that you are, and they can't help but to behave the way that they're behaving towards you. So if they're being unkind to you, or if they are not appreciating you, I would challenge you to look at it a different way and to see that, well, this person is more than likely unkind to themselves. They more than likely don't love themselves. They've definitely not discovered and tapped into their own inner light. So how can they ever possibly appreciate yours? They don't even know what it is. And persons, it's natural and part of human nature to fear what's not understood. So if they have not arrived of a place of personal self-discovery within themselves, where they have not tapped into their own divine essence, where they don't understand their own greatness, their own sense of unique talents and abilities and gifts and value that they bring to the table, well, how can they even understand? How can they begin to understand your light? So instead, the default behavior is to fear it. And out of fear, we get unkindness. We get a lot of negativity. That's the way of the world. So number one, don't take it personal. Understand that there is something else at play that has nothing to do with you. You know, and a lot of times these persons have not received positive modeled behavior. A lot of times these persons, even if they're family members, and this is what's so painful, this is what's so disappointing, is that sometimes it can be family members. Sometimes it's the persons who are supposed to be the most supportive of you, or so that you've been told by society, that family is supposed to be the closest and the most supportive and loving persons of you. But unfortunately, the reality is that's absolutely not true for many of us, right? So don't take it personal. Know that this person has not arrived to a level or have not have certain personal exposures that's going to allow them to be able to perceive and rise higher, right? So don't take it personal. Take a step back and fall into the observer's seat and ask yourself, within yourself, ask yourself, what is going on with this person? And assure yourself that more than likely, this person's behavior and fear towards your light and envy and those types of behaviors, bad behavior, has nothing to do with you more than likely, right? If you know you have not done anything to offend someone, if you know that you have not been unkind to someone, if you have not cheated them in business or in any other way, then your heart is clean. So you know that this has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. So number one, don't take it personal, right? Continue to shine your light. Continue to be who you are. And don't allow anyone to dim your light just because they haven't discovered theirs. It's nothing personal. It's just they're on their journey and so are you. And that's just the way it is sometimes. But to recognize what's at play, I'm here to help you to recognize what's at play when these things happen, when you encounter these types of situations. Number two, I would say to you, the second way I would say how to remain unbothered when persons fear your light is to simply appreciate your own self and love your own self. When you are deeply, and perhaps this should have been number one, because everything starts with self. And if you deeply love yourself, and if you are deeply, truly in love with you, when other persons don't understand you, or when they fear you, or when they judge you, or when they are discourteous to you, or exhibit any other kind of bad behavior, because you're so poised and confident in yourself, it won't even faze you. You won't even desire to be around a person or persons that behave that way, or can't meet you at the same level of treatment that you treat yourself. You know, there's so many times that persons have been speaking to and advocating about self-love. You know, self-love is one of the most fundamental keys. The more you love yourself, the more you appreciate yourself, the more you are in a rhythmic cosmic dance with yourself, the more you are able to see beauty in yourself and see yourself as a creator's masterpiece. And yes, we are all the creator's masterpiece simultaneously, because the creator is so vast when it comes to being just everything to everyone, right? That is a supernatural force of the creator. And when you recognize that you are the creator's masterpiece and you are the apple of the creator's eye, when you recognize that, you know that you are deserving of a certain level of respect, a certain level of kind and good wholehearted treatment. So when you approach someone and you see that they are fearing your light, be unbothered because you love yourself and you're okay with you. I challenge you to arrive in any situation, at any place, any function, any event, being okay with you. Check in the morning, check in before you go to bed, check in every single day and see how you feel about you. And if you feel less than satisfied in your own divinity, in your own essence, in your own magnificence, you need to do that inner work and find out why. Why do you feel inferior if you do? Why do you feel insecure about who you are if you do? You must do that inner work continually so that you can continue to love yourself more and more. And so when you are approaching persons who fear you or don't understand you or don't approve of you or don't validate you, you will remain unbothered because you love yourself and you arrived with not just self-validation, but the approval of the creator who created you as the masterpiece. So why wouldn't you be confident? Everything about you serves your purpose. Your height, your voice, your complexion, whether you are expressing life as a male or a female, everything about you, every single thing about you was skillfully and artfully designed by the Creator so that you can stand victoriously in your purpose, so that all of those things will contribute to who you are and who you need to be to fulfill your purpose, to activate your destiny, right? To reach your promised land and to serve the persons you're meant to serve. So love yourself. If you feel so bothered by someone who fears your light to the point where you can't function without their validation and approval, well, that simply means that you didn't show up already all right with you. So number two, be all right with you. Be absolutely all right with you. Everything about you, mistakes that you have made, you know, even aspects of yourself that you know you need to improve to be a better person. You have to embrace all of you, the totality of all of you, and love yourself and accept yourself and say that, you know what? You're a work in progress and you improve with every day that goes by, with every experience that goes by. So show up loving yourself. Let the world and other persons see you in your glory, in confident grace. Because why wouldn't you be? You are the creator's masterpiece. So when you love yourself deeply, that is a guarantee that you will be unbothered when other persons fear your light. Right? The third tip I have for you on how to remain unbothered when others fear your light is because you are reminding them that they're not standing in their purpose. When other persons are bothered by your light, it's because you're standing in your purpose and it reminds them that they are not standing in theirs. Either they don't have the intestinal fortitude, they don't have the courage, maybe they're feeling they're a little bit lazy when it comes to doing the things that they need to do. Maybe they're uninspired. All the things that you are, they are not at that moment, at that time in their life. And so because of that, instead of stepping their game up and being inspired by you, right, it's easier for them to just desire for you to step your game down so that they can remain complacent and that they don't have to feel bad about not doing what they know they should be doing. On some level, everyone knows that they should be here living their purpose, and that's the reason why they're here. And it doesn't matter what the excuse is. Some people don't even know what their purpose is because they haven't done any work. But now you come along where you not only know your purpose, but every day you live for that purpose. And every day you have a passion, a drive, a sense of determination. You're a force in motion. You're full of zeal and zest, and you radiate a love for life. Right? And a love for others, unconditional love for others. There's something so pure about your energy. Right? So it's not so much that people fear your light all the time. Sometimes they just want you to dim your light so that they don't feel bad about not doing what they know they should be doing, the truth they should be living. And they may not be fully aware of all this, but there might be an aspect of them that is aware, though. Their inner spirit knows that they should be striving towards more fulfillment of their purpose, which is an aspect of them. Their inner spirit is an aspect of them. But if they have not even done the work, if they haven't even done the work to embark on that spiritual journey so that they can connect more with their inner spirit and do the investigative work to find out what their main purposes are, because we all have many different purposes, and then we have main purposes, main life purposes. So if you're here and you're achieving a certain level of accomplishment and stature and so forth, and they're not, of course they're going to be bothered by your light, your brightness, your illumination, your knowledge, your sense of self, because you've done the inner work and that you've continued to do the inner work. So yeah, number three is just to recognize that you're standing in your purpose, you're living your truth, and they're not. And they're going to fear the sense of inferiority that they feel when they see you standing in your purpose and when they are not. So I think that the best way to do all, to do life, is to do life based on the version that works for you. So number one, I'm going to repeat them so that you can take them to heart and think about them and how to apply them in your life. So number one, don't take it personal when someone else has not arrived to a place of awareness that you have. Don't take it personal. They just aren't there yet. They don't understand you. They don't have the capacity to understand you yet. Eventually they will, but they don't as yet. So don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Just simply recognize what's at play and place them in your life where they need to be so that they don't distract you from your purpose, from your path, and the big things you're up to in life, right? So just don't take it personal. Tip number two, love yourself. Be in love with yourself and show up already feeling all right with you. Appreciate who you are, approve of yourself, validate yourself, and let your opinion of yourself be the most important opinion you can ever hold, right? Or you can ever embrace. So just be okay with all aspects of you and be at peace with your life and with yourself and the inner harmony you feel towards yourself. Tip number three, recognize that when you are on purpose and you are a deliberate liver of life and you are aware of yourself and others and your purpose and you are committed to your personal growth, someone else who is not committed to their own personal growth and who are not even interested in living in their purpose and speaking and living their truth the way you do, they're going to feel inferior of your light. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about that. When they feel, sense, see, and when they're fully aware of the illumination of your light and that you are a light-filled being, they will absolutely feel inferior of that light. I said that twice deliberately because I want you to really get that so that you understand the importance of not being bothered when these things happen. Because if you get bothered, it throws you off your game. You got to stay on course with your game, with your purpose. You have to play to win. So that's it, guys. That's the three tips on how to be unbothered when others fear your light. It's all about more awareness. It's about deeper understanding. And I think from there, when you live life from a place of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it gets easier to navigate through life, no matter what life throws at you, right? No matter what challenges that you face or that you're interfacing. You know, it's easy when you have understanding, much easier when you have understanding, spiritual insight, and self-confidence and knowing who you are. So I'd like for you to go ahead, and we'd love to hear your comments. Send an email to aubreyspeaks@gmail.com and let us know how you enjoyed the show today. We look forward to hearing your feedback. We look forward to hearing your comments. And that's it for now. I want you to just enjoy the rest of your Sunday. If you're listening to this on a replay, I want you to just relax and just take some deep breaths and understand that you are not alone, and understand that help is always available to you once you're willing to tap into your willingness to see more and become aware of more. So that's it for now. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And again, remember to send in your feedback to aubreyspeaks@gmail.com and let us know how you enjoy the show. And also let us know of any personal experiences that you've ever had where you may have felt bothered by someone else fearing your light or fearing the way that you stand in your truth, the way you live your truth, and the way you stand in your purpose. So that's it for now. I'm Athena Lucene. Abundant blessings and blissful moments.
Hi, this is Indra, and you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
This program is brought to you by Elevate Entrepreneurs Steam Team Bootcamp. Elevate, as in everyday lessons, encouraging values and aspirations towards economic self-sufficiency. STEAM, as in strategic thinking, enabling authentic monetization. For more information about Elevate Entrepreneurs, thinking local, growing global, go to elevate.aubreyspeaks.net. That's elevate.aubreyspeaks.net.
Carib Voice Radio.
Believe it.